Jeff Anderson with Boardroom Gamer, and on today's Board Game Briefing, we talk about Warhammer Invasion, the living card game. It's the old world where chaos runs amok. The dwarves, the empire, orcs, and elves all fight to keep control of their kingdoms, and in this game, you take control of one of the many different armies to defend your capital and lay siege to your opponents. One thing that sets this card game apart from other living card games is the player boards. Each specific to the faction you're defending, there are three zones on each board. To the left of the board is the Kingdom Zone. You'll play cards here to bolster your resources, used to pay for the cards you play. To the right, you have the Quest Zone. You play cards here to increase the number of cards you draw each turn and to send characters on quests. Then the area above your player board, that's the Battlefield Zone. Characters played here are sent to destroy your opponents. Then the area above your player board is the Battlefield Zone. Characters played here are sent to destroy your opponent's board areas by dealing damage to each side. Once a zone takes damage above its current hit points, it's destroyed, and the goal of this game is to destroy two of the three zones on your opponent's player board. That's pretty much the meat of this game. The concept is simple: destroy your opponent's capital. The strategy behind it, that's where the game gets crazy fun. Now to tell you what I think of this game. First, let me state I'm quite sad. Sad the game is no longer in print. Without getting too much into the corporate weeds, it's my guess that a license expired between Fantasy Flight Games and Games Workshop, and that played the biggest part in the game's cancellation. There were a total of 6 cycles of expansions that had battle packs. A cycle contained the living story part of the game, where each cycle had 6 packs. Then there were 5 deluxe expansions, usually introducing a new faction you could control. I love Warhammer Fantasy. Always have. The story, the gameplay, the art, all of it. If you're a Warhammer Fantasy lover, looking for something different to play, I'd look to eBay or a clearance bin at a game store. Do anything you can to get a hold of this game. It's seriously that fun. If you're a fan of the fantasy genre in general, you'd be sure to enjoy this game as well. Having said that, if your fantasy love comes from Lord of the Rings, then I'd say go snag a copy of Lord of the Rings Living Card Game, as that will scratch a much more specific itch. May your resources flow like the river, your quests prove fruitful, and your armies fight valiantly in Warhammer Invasion, our board game briefing.